and I held it in my hand for a little while. Dropped it into the wall. I let it go and heard it fall.
All right, what's up, guys? This is DJ Runaway. Welcome to Keeping It Fit right here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm very excited for today's show because it's going to be a fun one. I'm going to be talking fact or fiction today on fitness and nutrition. So let's jump right into it. The first segment that we have for today, and that's fitness fact or fiction. I found this information on everydayhealth.com. My favorite thing to do is like prove people wrong when they're telling me ridiculous things that they believe about working out. So here I am, ready to clear the air on that. One fitness fact that everyone can agree on is that exercise is a key factor in losing weight. Working out is also good for your heart and your bones, and it gives you a mood boost. But some fitness facts that sound true may actually be myths or only partly true. If you want to be successful at slimming down and staying fit, it's important to know the difference between fitness facts and fiction. Number one, stretch before you exercise. Although fitness experts have debated about the best time to stretch, the consensus is that it's better, safer, and more effective to stretch after you have warmed up your muscles. Before exercise, you can warm up with easy movements that prepare you for exercise, says Debbie Mandel, fitness and stress management expert and author of Turn On Your Inner Light, Fitness for Body, Mind, and Soul. For example, if you are going on a run, kick things off by walking first, she suggests. Then you can stretch your already warmed up muscles. The next one here is no pain, no gain. I hate this one and I kind of hate to love this one. So forget this little mantra. It's not true, says Jennifer Solomon. She is a medical doctor who specializes in physical medicine and rehabilitation, as well as spine and sports medicine at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City. Never exercise through pain unless you have a known injury and it's part of a supervised rehabilitation program. In most cases, pain is a warning of an injury. You don't need to go to extremes or be sweating profusely to get a great workout. You can get plenty of gain from 30 minutes of brisk walking. The next one on the list here says running on a treadmill is safer than outdoors. I'm a firm believer in this. I don't care what this says. I still believe that if I run on a treadmill, I'm not going to get hurt. So running on a treadmill, it says here, at your gym may seem safer, but that's not necessarily so. It depends on the treadmill, your condition, and your form. Running incorrectly on a treadmill can be just as stressful as running outside. If you're not careful, using a treadmill can result in an injury or a fall. If you have knee problems, a treadmill may just be as stressful as a run outdoors. In either case, make sure you check with a doctor if you have any physical or medical issues before you start a running program. This one's kind of hilarious because yesterday I was at the gym and the girl next to me, her phone fell while she was on the treadmill, right on the, whatever you call it, onto the treadmill and flew off. And then she fell over and flew off trying to get her phone. And I was so freaked out. And I said, if that ever happens to me, I would be so embarrassed and I would probably switch gyms. But the next one here is crunchies get rid of belly fat. And we've already talked about this on the show before. It is such a huge lie. Abdominal crunches alone won't cut it if you're trying to lose belly fat. Losing weight requires taking in fewer calories as well as burning more calories. 1 pound of belly fat equals about 3,000 calories, and not all of the fat burned by exercise will come from the belly. You can't have six-pack abdominal region just by doing a lot of abdominal exercises. A great deal is controlled by diet and genetics. Love the genetics. Gotta love it. Number 5, aerobic exercise boosts your metabolism. This fitness fact is mostly true. The benefits of regular aerobic exercise program for about 30 minutes, 4 or 5 times per week, includes long-lasting benefits for your metabolism and will help you maintain a healthy weight. Although you only burn calories for a limited time after aerobic exercise, the aerobic boost to your metabolism continues to help lower your blood sugar, cholesterol, and blood pressure. Remember that losing weight usually requires that you eat fewer calories as well. The next fact or fiction on the list is lifting weights will make you bulky. If I hear that one more time, I'm gonna go insane. Lifting weights could make you bulky if that's the look you're going for, but you need to specifically train for that goal. Limited weight training a few times a week will increase bone strength and muscle mass without obvious bulk and without a lot of extra heavy sweating. Women are afraid that if they lift weights, they will bulk up, but the reality is that most women will simply look toned, God forbid. It is difficult for a woman to bulk up because she lacks the amount of testosterone that a man has. The next one on the list here is if you're not sweating, you're not working. That's a myth. How much you sweat depends on many factors, including your basic metabolism, how much you weigh, and where you're exercising. You can get plenty of exercise benefits, including weight loss, without sweating heavily, although sweat does help cool the body. Too much sweating can also be dangerous. Sweating can cause dehydration, dizziness, and blood pressure problems, especially for elderly and pregnant people. Myth number 8, sports bras just prevent painful bounce. Sports bras help prevent pain brought on by bouncing during running or other aerobic activities, but they also provide protection and muscle support, and fun fact, they help with your posture, which I did not know before this. The next one on the list is, at some point, you're too old for exercise. I've never heard that before, but I guess it's a thing that people say. But to clarify, it's a myth. It's a very big myth. You are never too old to benefit from exercise. In fact, there are many upsides to staying fit as you get older. Studies show that elderly people can reduce the risk for high blood pressure, diabetes, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, and mental decline with a prescribed exercise program. Yet, about 75% of elderly Americans are not getting enough exercise. For the most benefits, your overall routine should include aerobics, strength training, balance, and flexibility. But remember that high-intensity activities are not necessary. Here we have the last one on the list. More is always better. That's another myth. For most people, 30 minutes of moderate exercise at least 5 days per week can help maintain good health, improve fitness and energy levels, and can help you drop a few pounds. With the exception of athletes, exercising for 90 minutes or more is overdoing it and can be damaging to the body, causing erosion of the muscles and joints. Muscles grow when they recover during rest. All right, and that's all I have for fitness fact or fiction. I hope everybody feels like they've had more clarity in their lives. Stay tuned to Penguin Radio, and up next, we've got some nutrition myth busting.
Time. And we're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have.
You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Enough of that. Welcome back to Penguin Radio. You're listening to Keeping It Fit. And for the nutrition segment today, we'll be talking some more fact or fiction, specifically about nutrition. I found this first list on UC Irvine's Living Well page. It's never been easy to sort through the facts and fallacies about food. And marketing ploys, clever phrases, wishful thinking, media hype, and celebrity testimonials don't help. Here are some common and enduring food myths. Here's the first myth. Fresh fruits and vegetables are healthier than frozen or canned. And the actual fact is, research shows frozen and canned foods are as nutritious as fresh. In fact, canned tomatoes, corn, and carrots are sometimes better nutrition choices. Something to think about. Very interesting. The next one is body weight is a reliable indicator of a healthful diet. And the fact actually is that no two people have the same body composition. The measure of a person's diet and your overall health is a combination of factors, including weight. The next myth: eating carbohydrates causes weight gain. Thankfully, that's a myth because my diet consists of carbs. The fact is, calories cause weight gain. Excess carbohydrates are no more fattening than calories from any source. Despite the claims of low-carb diet books, a high carbohydrate diet does not promote fat storage by enhancing insulin resistance. The next myth here is eating just before bedtime is fattening. The fact actually is what you eat, not when, makes the difference. Calories have the same effect on the body no matter when they are consumed. Evidence does suggest that eating regular meals, especially breakfast, helps promote weight loss by reducing fat intake and minimizing impulsive snacking. The next one is eating sugar causes diabetes. The actual fact is diabetes is caused by a lack of insulin in the body. Since foods that are high in sugar are often high in calories, overeating those foods can lead to weight gain. Research shows people who are overweight and obese are at an increased risk for diabetes. The next myth here is occasionally following a fad diet is a safe way to quickly lose weight. The actual fact is that many fad diets are developed by people with no science or health background, so some fad diets can even be considered harmful to people with certain health problems. When trying to lose weight, consult a registered dietitian, not somebody on the internet. All right, now this next bit of information is brought to us by eatingwell.com. There were lots on this site, but for the sake of time, I only chose a handful that I found most interesting. It's all about me here on Keeping It Fit. The first myth is, I have a weight problem because I eat foods like wheat or dairy that my body can't process. This is what people say often. This theory is in fact illogical, says Mark Riddell, medical doctor, assistant professor of clinical immunology and allergy at UCLA. The inability to process foods, he notes, would mean the foods are not metabolized and calories would not be absorbed. This would lead to weight loss, not weight gain. This is an example of how the term food allergy has become misused and distorted to be associated with anything unpleasant surrounding eating. There's no scientific evidence that a food allergy causes weight gain. Of course, cutting out whole categories of food will probably help you lose weight simply because it takes so many calories off the table. Yay, that was a good one. I like that one. The next one, radiation from microwaves creates dangerous compounds in your food. Radiation might connote images of nuclear plants, but it simply refers to energy that travels in waves and spreads out as it goes. Microwaves, radio waves, and the energy waves that we perceive as visual light are all forms of radiation. So too are X-rays and gamma rays, which do pose health concerns. But the microwaves used to cook foods are many. Many times weaker than X-rays and gamma rays. And the types of changes that occur in microwaved foods are from heat generated inside the food, not from the microwaves themselves. Microwave cooking is really no different than another cooking method. That said, microwaving some plastics may leach compounds into your food, so take care and use only microwave-safe containers. The next myth is you crave certain foods because you're deficient in one of the nutrients they provide. This one I find really funny because I see this all the time and I've always thought it was true. You know, I was on Pinterest the other day and I pinned something that was like, if you're craving chocolate, like you really need almonds. And I'm like, okay, if I'm craving chocolate, like I'm gonna eat chocolate. I'm not gonna go eat almonds. Okay, so this one's not true. Human food cravings tend to be more about satisfying emotional needs, says Marcia Pelchat, PhD, a researcher at the Monell Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia. Cravings tend to occur when your diet is restricted or boring, or when you know that you can't have something. If it's forbidden, you usually want it more. There is one nutrient deficiency that's clearly associated with cravings in humans. That's iron. But instead of longing for iron-rich liver or steak, people severely deficient in iron tends to crave things like ice cubes, clay, or even cement. Researchers don't know what causes this strange, rare condition. It's called pica, but some suspect that a lack of iron might somehow affect the body's appetite mechanisms. Super weird info here, ladies and gentlemen. That is so strange. The final myth of the day is anyone can benefit from a gluten-free diet. It can give you more energy and even treat autism. With more and more gluten-free products cropping up in the supermarkets, it's easy to think their benefits might stretch beyond the audience for whom they're intended. People with celiac disease and gluten intolerance. Celiac disease is an autoimmune condition in which the body can't digest gluten, a protein found in wheat, rye, and barley. It's marked by damage to the small intestine that leads to deficiencies because nutrients can't be absorbed. A blood test is used to diagnose celiac disease. Gluten intolerance, on the other hand, may be diagnosed when abdominal distress and sometimes fatigue regularly occurs after consuming gluten. And celiac disease has been ruled out. If you don't have a medical reason for following a gluten-free diet, there's probably no benefit. I love that one as well because I feel like everybody these days is gluten-free. Not me. All right, guys, that's all I have for nutrition news today. Stay tuned to Penguin Radio right here on radio.dominican.edu, and I'm going to be talking all about the best fitness apps that you should currently have. She's been around the world, and I know she's graduated, and I'm not quite educated. I'm young, you know, age is overrated. Maybe she's just too old.
Feeling there's so much we could be. She's got me wishing.
Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that Dominican has nearly 100 original Ansel Adams photographs in their private collection that were taken between 1932 and 1952? Interestingly enough, these photographs were found accidentally scattered across campus by a DU alumna in the 1980s. You can see a portion of the photographs in Edge Hill Mansion. DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
What can I say? What can I say?
I like the way you're put together.
Penguin Radio.
All right, welcome back to Penguin Radio. You're currently listening to Keeping It Fit. Now that we've covered fitness and nutrition myths, we're going to go over all the cool new or even old fitness nutrition apps that you absolutely need. The first one is called Charity Miles. I personally have this one myself. It's free. And you can earn money for charities every time you run, walk, or bicycle by using the free Charity Miles app. Corporate sponsors agree to donate a few cents for every mile you complete. Browse the app's list of charities, find the one that you support, and then hit the road. When a lot of people use Charity Miles, those little bits of money add up quick. So that's a nice one. I love that one. The next one is Cycle Meter. This one's also free. The best bicycle ride tracking app. The iOS-only app collects a wealth of data, is very accurate, contains several well-thought-out features, and appeals to fitness enthusiasts who participate in more than one sport. Despite the name, you can use Cycle Meter to track walks, runs, and other activities. It does not include a calorie counting component, but it's packed with data about your biking outings. The next one is called DigiFit iCardio. This one's free as well. If you want a real if you want real hard stats about your workouts, you need a heart rate monitor and an app that can access the information it collects. One option is the DigiFit iCardio app for iPhone and Android. You can pair it with any supported heart rate monitor to track your runs, bicycle rides, and other workouts. DigiFit iCardio records heart rate, of course, but it also distance, time, and pace. All the components needed to track heart rate can add up, so plan to spend somewhere in the $50 to $100 range. The next one, let's see if I can even pronounce this correctly, is called Endomondo. It's also free. Let me give you a spelling, just in case. It's E-N-D-O-M-O-N-D-O. Endomondo. Okay, that one's also free. It tracks your runs, bike rides, and other outdoor activities with good accuracy and a simple interface. Its training plans and coaching features, which are limited to premium subscribers, definitely improve the experience. The next one is Fitbit, which I think we're all familiar with. You don't necessarily need a tracker to use parts of the mobile app and website. Without a tracker, you can use the Fitbit app to count calories, log your weight, and record other health information, such as your blood pressure and glucose levels. If you do own a Fitbit, however, you can also upload the data it collects to the mobile app via Bluetooth. The next one is called Fitstar. This one's also free. I think these are all free, so I'm going to stop saying that. Former NFL player Tony Gonzalez aims to inspire you to get fit on the iOS-only workout app, Fitstar. The free app contains basic workouts designed to inspire you to move more, whereas a premium subscription gives you more program options such as Get Strong and Get Lean. No equipment is required for these workouts, so you can complete them at home, at the gym, or on the road. When you first use this app, it runs you through a fitness test so that when you get rolling with your workout plan, you start at an intensity level that's right for you. Perfecto. The next one is Jeff It workout. When you hit the gym, if you still carry a notebook or crumpled up sheet of paper to all your little stations and machines, you don't need to anymore, because with this app, there are better ways to keep track of your sets and reps. This workout app gives you simple tools for crafting weightlifting workouts and keeping track of the details as you complete your routines. You can log sets and reps as well as how much you lifted. A calendar helps you plan your workout days and rest days. It isn't especially rich with features, but it gets the job done. The next one here is the Johnson & Johnson official 7-minute workout. So this app helps you squeeze some exercise into your day at an intensity level that's right for you. The interface is surprisingly attractive and clear. All you need is a chair and 7 minutes, or about 11 minutes if you add a warm-up and cool-down. A medium-intensity workout can include jumping jacks, push-ups, wall sits, high knee, running in place, crunches, plank, side plank, triceps, dips using a chair, and a few other moves. The app coaches you through each move as it comes up to the workout. It's a great app for people of all ability levels. And that's it for the Johnson & Johnson. The next one is called Lose It, with an exclamation mark. This free website and app, Lose It, designed for counting calories and logging exercise, can help you lose weight, especially if you tend to eat name brand American foods. Lose It, which has been around for years, has an incredibly strong community of supportive people to help you stick to your goals. It's compatible with a long list of other fitness devices and apps, including Nike Plus, Fuel Band, Fitbit devices, Runkeeper, MapMyFitness, and Jawbone Up. So you can import your calorie intake and balance it effortlessly against your calorie expenditure. The next one on the list here of handy dandy apps that you need is MapMyFitness, which I also have this one. I love it. The company that makes MapMyRun, I have MapMyRun, also makes a slew of similar apps for different sports, such as MapMyRide for cyclists and the more general purpose MapMyFitness. Although it might sound like MapMyFitness will give you the widest range of supported activities, really all the apps have settings that let you track different sports or workouts. In other words, you only need to download one of the apps and you can use it for almost any activity. But beware, this free app keeps some of its features behind a subscription paywall, starting at $5.99 per month or $29.99 per year. As with most fitness apps for running, walking, cycling, etc., MapMyFitness uses GPS tracking the routes that you travel and shows you a map of the ground you covered when you're all done. It also displays length in both time and distance, as well as pace, maximum speed, and a few other statistics. As a runner, I really love this one, so I suggest this to people if you want to set a goal and you want to reach that goal the next time you go on a run. It's really great to know your stats. The next one is called MyFitnessPal. We live in a world of temptation, cheap pleasures, stress, and convenience, all of which can affect our health and our diet. MyFitnessPal is a mobile app and a website that gives you a wealth of tools for tracking what and how much you eat and how many calories you burn through activity. Of all the calorie counters I've used, MyFitnessPal is by far the easiest one to manage, and it comes with the largest database of foods and drinks. With MyFitnessPal app, you can watch what you eat 24/7, no matter where you are. Super convenient. The next one is called Pact. Formerly known as Gympact, is an app that you use to wager money on whether you'll go to the gym or complete a workout. The app verifies if you've hit your goals by making sure you check in the venues where you said you'd pump some iron. So if you reach or exceed your goal, you earn cash. If you don't, you have to pay up. The pot is communal, and there are a lot of slackers out there pouring money into it. So go download that app. The next one is called Pair Training Intelligence. The app called Pair Training Intelligence is designed to be used with a comfortable, but expensive, heart rate monitor made by the same company. And the concept is that the app coaches you to run based on your heart rate data. It's an excellent system for anyone who is training and doesn't yet know how to monitor and control their heart rate. You can use Pair for runs, jogs, power walks, and longer-term trainings for races. A real human voice makes the audio part of the experience great. This app is free, but the add-ons cost about $99. This includes a chest strap, heart rate monitor, earphones, and a pouch to keep them in. So the next one is called Rock My Run. And what you do is you pick a playlist from one of the Rock My Run's music set, and the beat will match your heart rate or tempo as you run. It's a fun app to try with a surprising array of genres, including classical music. If Flight of the Bumblebee inspires you to pick up the pace, give Rock My Run a try. The next one is called Run Meter. Rich with stats, highly customizable, and with an astoundingly low price for elite membership, Run Meter is the best running app for data lovers. Note that the $4.99 price for elite membership per year, making it the least expensive running app membership you'll find. It's for iOS only. However, if you switch between having an iPhone and an Android phone, it might not be best for you. The next one is Runtastic Pro. It lets you measure and track your runs, walks, and other exercises, but it also doubles as a coaching app to motivate you to keep working towards your goals. You can use it to train for races too. The $4.99 Pro version is worthwhile because the free app lacks many of the features that are central to the experience, such as the coaching features, voice feedback, and music player integration. The one-time fee rather than a subscription makes Runtastic Pro a good deal. The next one is called Runtastic Six-Pack Abs. It's a fantastic name. The Runtastic Six-Pack Abs app will leave your midsection muscles burning for days, or simply tighten that tummy depending on the difficulty level you choose. It's a solid coaching app that targets abs through a wide variety of exercise moves. A human voice, which is available in several languages, counts through your sets and reps, while a video of an avatar shows you the correct form of each exercise. Some of the training programs are weeks long, and there are plenty of variety along the way. Fantastic. Fantastic, runtastic. All right, the next one. Spring workout music for running, power walking, and exercising. That's what it's called. Motivating yourself to move or keep moving might take a little help, maybe from an up-tempo song with a catchy chorus. A neat iPhone app called Spring plays music designed to help you keep your pace up until the end of your workout. You tell the app your steps per minute, or RPMs for cycling, and it selects music that will be ideal for your pace. With more than 30,000 songs across a number of genres, it's a great way to explore new music while also burning some calories. Woohoo! The next one, Spotify. I have this one. I love this one. Music streaming app Spotify now packs playlists and special features designed for working out. A running feature, for example, finds your running tempo and plays songs whose beat matches it. The company also created a few custom running original playlists, DJ mixed electronic music that'll perk up your workout, even if running isn't your thing. Spotify's fitness-focused features are for premium members only. The next one is called Strava. Runners, bicyclists, and other outdoor types have a host of apps and devices they can use to track their activities. The best one for competitive types is Strava, aka me, the most competitive person on this planet. Whether you're competing against yourself to beat your best time or looking at the long list of strangers on the leaderboard who have smoked you on some nasty uphill stretch of your favorite route, Strava brings a fierce competitive angle. This free app is a great one to download if you crave having the heat turned up. Okay, well, I'm about to download this app on the break. Can't wait for the next break. The next one is TouchFit GSP. One of the most fun and challenging workout apps. So it is the first app that has you complete a test workout in which you rate different exercises as easy, tough, impossible, or need to learn. Your answers inform the app going forward about how difficult your workouts should be. You can choose workouts of 20, 40, or 60 minutes to do at the gym or at home with little more than mat and resistance band. The app is free to download with an optional but recommended $9.99 per year or $3.99 per month subscription. The next one is called Up Coffee. This is my favorite one. Listen to this. It's so funny. It says, how is caffeine affecting your sleep, feelings of fatigue, and how hard you work out the next day? The iPhone-only app called Up Coffee by Jawbone could help you figure that out. You use Up Coffee to manually log your caffeine intake, and the app then assesses how different amounts of caffeine affect your sleep. You need an original Jawbone fitness tracker for the sleep measuring part, but once you connect the Up Coffee app to the fitness tracking app by Jawbone app, the rest is automatic. That's a lot of apps in one sentence. Okay, the next one. I swear we're almost done. The next one is Vita Health Coach. If you need a professional health coach to help you meet your fitness goals, this one's for you. It's $15 per week, so this one isn't free. It gives you an in-app access to a personal coach who works with you one-on-one, no matter what your health or fitness objectives are. Once a week, you can talk to your coach by phone or video conference to get real advice. The coaches have a range of certifications and specializations to work with. This one's cool, but I hate talking on the phone, so I probably would not get this one. Or like video chat, some random person that you don't know. But I don't know, it's on made the list, so must be good. The next one is called The Walk. And this one's $4.99. It's not free. Maybe you've heard of Zombies. Zombies Run, I guess that's what it's called. But never tried it because you hate running. But there's an alternative called The Walk. It's an app that uses audio storytelling to add some adventure to your walking workouts. As you walk, you listen to a story and you are tasked with completing different missions, and who knows, maybe adding a storytelling and adventure element is just the motivation you need to spur you to keep moving. Okay, the next one, the last one, is called Zombies Run. It's what we were just talking about in the last one. So this one's an audio adventure and game rolled into a running workout. You listen to a story through your earbuds about zombies, which may be right on your tail, and you keep running to complete missions as they come up in the story. It's a little crazy, but definitely engaging. This app aims to motivate you to move. I need to listen to this one because I don't know about this. So that's it. All I've got for fitness apps today. I hope it was overly informational. I know I talked a lot. Stay tuned because up next we've got my 5 favorite workout songs featuring 1 favorite workout song from DJ Cabaret. And yeah, stay tuned right here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu for that.
What you won't call it. I know if I fell down, you changed the way that I saw it.
I put it on the line for this time only.
Is that what you really want? I can't see that I got red hands. I'm colorblind. Day-o. Don't put the blame on me, child. The damn thing gone wild. Day-o. Never wanted to be fooling you. Can't believe I was ruining you. In my daydreams,
my days am best when the sunset gets itself behind that little lady sitting on the passing side. It's much less picturesque without her catching the light. The horizon tries, but it's just not as kind on the eye. She's a modern lover, it's an exploration. She's made of outer space. And her lips are like the galaxy's edge. And a kiss the color of a constellation falling into place. My days am best when the sunset gets itself behind.
All right, guys, welcome back to Penguin Radio. This is Keeping It Fit. now is my favorite part of every show. It is my top five favorite workout songs for the week. This one I'm really, really pumped about because I'm so obsessed with all these songs that I'll be playing today. One of them, actually, a favorite of DJ Cabaret. She gave me the idea. I'll tell you when we get to that one, though. The first one is it's called Sorry by J Biebs, the one and only. And here it is.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chances. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body.
I'm like super duper in love with that song right now. The next one is it's by Adele. I don't think anybody's ever heard this before. It's called Hello, and that was total sarcasm, by the way. It's super popular right now. It's not much of a workout song, but hey, you can like imagine yourself stretching to it. I tried to find a remix where it was a little bit faster tempo, but I couldn't find one. So here's the slow version. Perfect for stretching. And yeah, it's called Hello. It's by Adele. Here it is.
It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call you, never seem to be home. Hello from the outside. At least I can say that I've tried to tell.
That one's called Hello by Adele. How freaking perfect is that for a comeback song? I'm so obsessed with that one. I really, really love it. The next one I have here is called Focus by Ariana Grande. This one, special request by DJ Cabaret. She says, and I quote, "It's a good lift my weights kind of song." And I totally agree. She said it's very, very new. It came out on Friday, and she said that I'll become famous if I play it on my radio station, so I took her advice and I'm gonna do it. Here it is, Focus by Ariana Grande. Called Focus by Ariana Grande. Am I famous yet, DJ Cabaret? The next one I have here is called Too Original, and it's by Major Lazer. This one's super Soul Cycle inspired because I went to a Soul Cycle class last week and I heard it there, and I am newly just like running to it every single day of my life. So here it is, Too Original. Called Too Original by Major Lazer. I love that one. The next one, also Soul Cycle inspired, is called Revolution, and it's by Diplo. Here it is.
Monsters in my head are scared of love. Finding people, listen up. It's never too late to change your love. So don't let them steal your life. It's a revolution. It's a revolution. It's a revolution.
now you all know what's on my running playlist for the week. And that's a wrap for today. You're listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. This is DJ Runaway signing out. Until next time, have a healthy week, my people.